continuing our Brexit coverage today from the BBC in London. And an important part of this story is taking place far away from where we are. A new study shows migration from Britain to other European countries is at a 10-year high. Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd met up with some Brits in Berlin who left the UK after the country voted to split with Europe.
One of them is Chris Ward, who ran a campaign event in his London apartment the night British voters made history.
To me, my heart left the United Kingdom on the 23rd of June, 2016.
Clearly, the vote did not go his way.
You say your heart left.
Yeah.
Are you heartbroken?
I was.
So Ward and his boyfriend moved to Berlin, got married, and Ward found a job in software development.
It's a wonderfully liberal city. It's a very opening, welcoming, and largely safe city.
And do you consider it home now? Do you feel like you have a home?
And yes, this is home. This is where I want to live. I'm working towards citizenship here, at which point I have to surrender my British citizenship, and I'm fine with that.
You know?
Yeah, to me, I'm European, and I consider myself, even if not by paper, German.
By the way, it's a funny term, but you're now part of the Brexitus, I guess they call it.
The Brexitus, yeah. And there are quite a lot of us.
Indeed, there are. A new study by Oxford in Berlin predicts 84,000 Brits will move to other EU countries this year. And the number of Brits receiving German citizenship rose from 622 the year before Brexit to 7,500 the year after.
Many officials now in the German authorities predict that it's going to be far higher this coming year, and that includes me, who just got citizenship 3 days ago.
Daniel Tetlow was born in the UK and is one of the study's authors. He says people raced to get their paperwork finalized before the end of October, when Britain had been set to leave the EU. The rules will get stricter after Brexit is final, and that could threaten work status and freedom to travel.
People are taking risks, I think, as a reaction to this level of uncertainty that they've had to live through for 3 years. People cannot stand this level of uncertainty.
And it is a big decision to change citizenship or move across the continent.
Nächste Station, Gesundbrunnen. Dort haben Sie Anschlussmöglichkeiten.
A 30-minute train ride northeast of Berlin is a town called Eberswalde.
I'm Magda Sikora.
Hi, I'm Samah Abdallah. I'm British and Magda's husband.
Magda and Sama decided to move here 2 days after the vote. Magda is Polish. It's one reason they left so quickly.
A lot of the Brexit rhetoric was about, you know, there are too many Eastern Europeans here.
Life is pretty good. They like living near the woods in a smaller town. They spend more time with their 5-year-old daughter. But it's been 3 years now, and Ach du Liebe, the language.
I don't really know if we could have prepared ourselves for that.
Yes, the language is an issue.
You struggle with German.
Yeah, well, I keep learning and I think I'm doing pretty well. But still, I mean, I'm a social scientist. I mean, in order to be able to work in my occupation, I really have to be near native level. Yeah. So it will take some time. I've taken some sacrifices in terms of my career and my occupation. I feel like I'm on pause at the moment.
It's interesting for me to hear that you have some trouble with German, because we're very close to the Polish border, just a few kilometers away. So it sounds like you're saying you don't feel like home completely here.
Oh, no. I mean, in terms of cultural differences, I felt much more at home in Britain than I do here.
In fact, Sama still feels British, and he knows his daughter will not the longer they stay.
And somehow that feels quite strange, feeling that our daughter is going to be German.
And someday he could be too, if he's willing to give up his British passport and apply for German citizenship.
I wouldn't want to have to make that decision now.
Even though you left, you still have it in your heart a little bit, it sounds like.
I do feel like when you take citizenship, you do somehow have to somehow feel like you really do belong in that place, and that you are, you know, I can't imagine myself saying I am German. So ich bin Deutsch.
And that is how life after Brexit plays out in this German town. A little messy and not exactly as planned.
And Peter joins me now from Berlin. Peter, it is interesting to hear from those people, because we've been talking about how Brexit is all about national identity. But as we hear there, it is very personal for people. It's about their own personal identity.
It is very much personal for people, and that's one of my main takeaways from this week in Germany, is that for many people, Brexit has already happened. You can say all you want to about what's going to happen in January, what's going to happen with the election, general election in the United Kingdom in December. But for so many people, that doesn't matter. It's irrelevant because their lives have already changed so much because of this 3-year drag that is Brexit.
You know, it's interesting to hear that because here, it very much has not happened yet. And we've heard from people who want it to happen, who say, let's just get on with it. You know, this is what we voted for. You have to respect the will of the people, make it happen. And then you also hear from others. I spoke to a friend here the other day who voted to remain in the referendum. And I said, well, what about that? What about people who said, we voted to leave, let us leave? And he said, well, you know, it's kind of like if I were to give you a choice of, do you want an apple or an orange? And you said, I want an apple. And then after that, they said, well, okay, just so you know, the apple has a rotten core and it's got a worm inside of it. And you say, well, actually, I don't want the apple anymore. And then they say, well, I'm sorry, you already voted for the apple. That's how some people here feel.
Yeah, well, you know, there is no, all the fruit is rotten in terms of the perspective from Germany. Nobody wants to leave. And I say nobody. Europe is so vastly popular on the continent and in Germany. I found one politician, a far right politician who we heard from earlier in the week, who said, yes, it's time to leave. But you speak to people here, Jeremy, they think this is the craziest idea and they have no idea what is going on in London with all this chaos that we've been reporting on over the last couple of days. They're just scratching their heads over here.
Well, and I will say that, you know, it is certainly a topic of conversation everywhere that I go, especially now that we've got this election coming up in December on the 12th in the UK. Nobody really knows what's going to happen in that. Boris Johnson's Conservative Party has the lead in the polls right now, but Nigel Farage, as we've been talking about, kind of threw a wrench into that today. Maybe. We'll see. At the same time, Peter, there are other stories that are part of the conversation here right now. There was a big report that just came out about the Grenfell Tower fire. You remember that apartment tower in London, that there was a terrible fire. Many people died. A report came out about that. People also talking about that truck that was discovered with more than 30 bodies in the back, human trafficking going on, which has also tied into the Brexit story. I wonder, what are people talking about in Germany other than Brexit?
Sure. Well, I am standing right now between the Bundestag, the German parliament, and the Brandenburg Gate. This is this famous symbol of both unity, frankly, and division in this city. It's where President Ronald Reagan famously challenged Mikhail Gorbachev to tear down this wall. The 30th anniversary of the Berlin Wall coming down is next week. It's on November 9th. And in front of me right now, you wouldn't even believe how big the stage is that they're constructing in front of the Brandenburg Gate. And it is because there's going to be a big week of festivities coming up here in the next few days to celebrate that monumental moment. And the Brandenburg Gate, the plaza in front of it, of course, is where so many famous things have happened in German history. Not to mention, that's where all those Germans gathered to celebrate the victory of the World Cup a few years ago.
Well, and I remember being in that square there at Brandenburg Gate, and there are the four embassies that represented the powers that sort of ran the world.
Yes.
During the Cold War. Let me just ask you one final thing, Peter. We always like to end things on food, and I've had some great Indian food here in the UK. Have you been having, currywurst or schnitzel while you've been in Germany?
I couldn't bring myself to do the currywurst, and I don't know why, but the schnitzel, yes, I have, because how could you refuse fried meat with a fried egg on top of it? I've also been enjoying some goulash, which I, never would order in the United States, but, when in Berlin. And I have to say, they serve beer by the liter here. Now,
oh,
I don't want people to get worried about me, but I accidentally ordered a giant beer, and I had to do something with it.
They serve it by the pint here. That is Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd, who's been reporting this week from Berlin, Germany, getting the view from mainland Europe as we've been reporting from London about Brexit. Peter, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Jeremy.
And you can find all of our reporting about Brexit at hereandnow.org.